This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 335. This episode was pre-recorded. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Does convergence equal reboot? This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. We are taping this in advance for the holidays.
And we can do that because we're talking about an event that's not going to take place until April of next year.
That's right. It's all about DC announcing their next major event, Convergence.
Isn't that actually a convention's name, too? Isn't there a Convergence?
I'm pretty sure there's a Convergence convention. Well, this is different from previous events at DC because it's based on a real-life event.
Well, it's not really based on the real-life
event.
It's because of a real-life event.
DC is moving their offices from New York City to L.A., which somehow will take them 2 months to do.
It's because they're packing everything into the trunk of
Dan DiDio's car. Yeah.
And then they're going to have their hard driving heroes adventures.
That's right.
Going across the country while they're moving.
There's a concern that they can't keep up the regular series during this period. And considering they have problems when they aren't moving, that's probably not a bad call. But it's not like the creatives work in the bullpen in New York City. They work from home.
Oh, no. This is what's going to happen. They're going to team up with old guys with RVs and travel around the country solving people's problems for two months. And then they'll move.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, it does start in April. Actually, April 1st, 2015. So then this may all be an April Fool's Day joke.
Hey, maybe it is. Really, so, really drawn out, well-planned April Fool's joke.
Yes. So the three weekly series will have their final issue come out on that date. So New 52 Futures End, Earth 2 World's End, and Batman Eternal will all have their last issue on that date.
Now, some of them won't have had 52 issues by then, will they?
They won't.
Okay.
Multiversity will also have its final issue on that date.
But it was always meant to be a shorter series, right?
Right, that was always a miniseries. And then all the regular titles will go dark. I'm taking odds on all of that happening on time because DC's not good at their scheduling.
No.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
So that same week, we will get a Convergence issue zero. And then over the next 2 months, that'll be followed by 2-issue miniseries. And then a wrap-up Convergence issue at the end. I don't know if that's issue one or what it is.
So is the idea then that they'll have this whole thing written already?
Yep.
And so they won't have to do any printing or editing or anything during this two-month period?
Presumably by April 1st, those will all be sitting in a warehouse somewhere.
Huh. Okay.
And they're bringing a lot of creatives that normally don't work with DC or don't work a lot with DC. What's this all about? We got an idea of it at the end of the Superman doomed storyline, where there's a shot of Brainiac who somehow can now access the multiverse. And he's apparently going to be trapping cities from the multiverse in bottles like he normally does. But now he's going throughout the multiverse and doing it. And then somehow he's bringing together different continuity characters in the same dome, they keep referring to.
Come on, if you had little mini metropolises from 12 different cities, wouldn't you suck Superman out of all of them and put them together?
I would. Yeah. Well, so think Under the Dome meets Countdown Arena, but hopefully this will be better than both.
Yeah.
DC posted concept art a few weeks ago about this, and that is actually our album art And we'll also post the larger picture on the Tumblr. So we see Telos, a new villain somehow based on Brainiac. I don't know if he's somehow his clone or something's happened. And then a honeycomb of different worlds in the concept art. We see Kingdom Come. We see Red Sun. We see the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earth Earths 3, 4, S, X, and C. We see DC 1 Million, The Great Disaster, a 90s DC, Flashpoint, The Justice Riders, which was an Elseworlds, Tangent, Earth August, you name it.
Wow.
So DC has announced all 40 miniseries that are going to resurrect characters from previous continuities and then bring back some beloved creative teams. So this is essentially DC explains it all.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, hey, you were wondering what happened to this character? Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
So starting on week one, we have Superman from Dan Jurgens with Lois and Clark married with a child on the way, which is apparently is the storyline right before Flashpoint. Although I don't remember that. I know they were married.
Yeah, they had. Well, they were talking about having kids.
Well,
so
apparently
perhaps.
This is a little farther along.
Yes.
The Atom from Tom Payer with Ray Palmer and Ryan Choi.
I loved Ryan Choi.
Versus Deathstroke. Batgirl from Alicia Quitney with Stephanie Brown's Batgirl, Red Robin, and Black Cat versus the Flashpoint Catman.
I don't know Black Cat.
I don't know that character either.
Okay.
Nightwing Oracle from Gail Simone.
Yay!
So those two characters versus the Flashpoint Hawkman Hawkwoman. Speed Force from Tony Bedard, Wally West, and those kids, the twins, versus the Flashpoint Wonder Woman. Titans from Fabian Nicosia, Starfire and Donna Troy and Arsenal back together again. Justice League from Frank Thierry. This is apparently the Justice League right before they shut down that franchise prior to Flashpoint. So it's Supergirl, Zatanna, Jade, and Jesse Quick.
Oh, again, I miss Jesse Quick. I like her.
Versus the Flashpoint Aquaman.
Now, why are these people fighting?
Well, because these other characters are somehow attacking. The Question with Greg Rucka. I don't know how they got him to return to DC because he left in a huff.
Yeah. Well,
so this is the Renee Montoya Question and Two-Face versus some other world's Two-Face. Batman and Robin from Ron Mars. So it's Bruce and Damian Wayne and Red Hood versus the Extremists. And Harley Quinn from Steve Pugh. Harley, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy versus Captain Carrot.
Okay. All right. I might read that one, but we'll see. You know, because I don't normally read Harley anymore.
Right. But this is the pre New 52 Harley,
right,
which was much better. Week two starts with Superman Man of Steel by Louise Simonson. So it's John Henry and Natasha Irons versus Gen 13. Batman Shadow of the Bat from Larry Hama. So it's Azrael versus Bruce. So the Azrael Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Justice League International from Ron Mars, the Bwahaha team versus Kingdom Come.
And that has got to be just trippy. Oh my gosh. I'm looking forward to that one.
Supergirl Matrix from Keith Giffen. So this is Kara versus Lady Quark versus Ambush Bug.
Okay.
Green Lantern Parallax from Tony Bedard. So it's Rayner versus Jordan with Jordan in his Parallax guys.
So I'm noticing that there are some people that are doing more than one of these books.
Oh, yeah. Catwoman from Justin Gray. Catwoman versus the Kingdom Come Batman. Superboy from Fabian Nicosia. Kal-El versus the Kingdom Come Superman.
So do you think that that means that that Batman and Superman won't be in the Justice League one?
Yeah, who knows?
Because they really weren't in Justice League International anyway.
No,
so.
Oh, no. Those two were definitely not in. Yes, yeah. And these are the Kingdom Come versions anyway.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is since, you know, their counterparts weren't in Justice League International,
yeah,
perhaps they won't be in the Kingdom Come group that's in Justice League International if they're actually pitting character versus character.
That makes sense. Aquaman from Tony Bedard versus Deathblow, who I believe is a Wildstorm character. Suicide Squad from Frank Thierry. It's the Suicide Squad versus the Kingdom Come New Oa satellite.
Oh, good. That's reaching.
So they apparently have to break into the New Oa satellite. And Green Arrow from Christy Marks. So it's Oliver and Connor Hawke.
And Connor Hawke was actually the son of Oliver.
Right.
So that would be interesting to bring him back.
And from the little synopsis they said was that Oliver is handing the reins over to Connor in this story. On to week 3. Batman and the Outsiders from Mark Andraco versus OMAC. Adventures of Superman from Marv Wolfman. This is the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths, Cal and Kara, who are trapped, and they're trying to escape via the Phantom Zone, apparently. Wonder Woman from Larry Hama. So it's the jumpsuit Diana from the early 70s.
The No Powers Diana?
The No Powers Diana versus Red Rain. The Flash from Dan Abnett. He's trapped in Gotham versus the Tangent Heroes. Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes from Stuart Moore. So it's the Silver Age Legion versus the Atomic Knights.
Yeah.
Green Lantern Corps from David Gallagher. Hal, John, and Guy trapped in Gotham. Swamp Thing from Len Wein. Alec can't connect to the green.
Well, that happens in every other Swamp Thing.
Yeah, exactly. Justice League America. It's the Justice League Detroit team versus the Tangent team. Hawkman from Jeff Parker versus Commandy, which to me, that actually fits fairly well. And New Teen Titans from Marv Wolfman, the 80s team that he created, versus Tangent's Doom Patrol. Moving on to week 4. So a lot of these, you'll hear the words pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is a clue. Justice Society of America from Dan Abnett. It's the pre-Crisis Earth 2 JSA. So it's the 80s JSA. Versus the Weaponers of Quard. Infinity Incorporated from Jerry Ordway, the pre-Crisis Earth 2 Infinity Incorporated versus Jonah Hex.
I could probably miss that one.
Detective Comics from Len Wein, the pre-Crisis Earth 2 Helena and Dick. Action Comics from Justin Gray, the pre-Crisis Earth 2 Cal and Power Girl versus the Red Sun Luthor and Stalin. World's Finest from Paul Levitz, the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths, Seven Soldiers of Victory versus the Weaponers of Quard, and it also features Sheldon Myers' Scribbly.
I don't know what that is.
This is something from the very early days of DC Comics. This guy did a little comic strip. He was an editor at the very early DC, and it was like a humor title, and apparently he's documenting this battle in cartoon form or something. Crime Syndicate from Brian Buccoletto, the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths Earth 3 Syndicate versus the DC 1 million Superman and Batman.
Oh, boy.
Blue Beetle, Scott Lobdell, the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths Earth 4's Blue Beetle, Captain Atom, and Question.
Okay, can you tell me anything about Earth 4's Blue
Earth
Beetle?
Earth 4 is the Charlton Earth.
Oh, okay.
So it's just before they had the crisis. They introduced Earth 4 basically to say, here's where we're going to bring in the old Charlton characters.
Okay.
Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters from Simon Oliver, pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths Earth X, the world where the Nazis won World War II, versus the Future Ends robots.
Okay.
Shazam, Jeff Parker, the pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths Earth X Marvel family. And that's where they introduced the Marvel family into the DCU via their own world Earth. It's Earth S, actually. Versus the Gotham by Gaslight Batman.
So that's vampire-y
yes.
things.
Booster Gold from Dan Juergens. The pre-Flashpoint Booster and Rip Hunter.
Oh, I will love that one.
Yeah, because we really love that title.
Yeah. Okay, now I have a question for
yes.
you.
Yeah.
How many of these are you going to get?
Not all of them, but probably a goodly number of them.
Okay. Well, you know, I know we have pretty much given up on Green Lantern, but I figure you'd probably pick these Green Lanterns up.
I probably will.
Most of them sound pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what does all this mean? And why is this happening? My opinion is that DC has realized that the New 52 is a bust. It revitalized sales for a bit, but that storyline that has been created is just a mess. So I think they've decided that they're going to take what makes sense from the New 52 and do a reboot.
Well, and it makes sense in any ways, because it seems like every 3 or 4 years now, you have to do a reboot.
Right. What'll happen is Future's End will take out the New 52. Between that and Convergence, that'll be it, and it'll be completely reset. And at this point, the multiverse will officially return to the DC universe, and we'll end up with a new set of titles from various Earths. And this is what Marvel has done for the last several years. They have Marvel's Ultimate Universe and the 616 Universe and all this. So it's basically doing the same thing. They have this wealth of characters and wealth of concepts, and they're limiting themselves today.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw from the last week of this, there's all this pre-Crisis on Infinite Earth stuff. I think they're going to reset that and say, yeah, there's now the old Earth 2 and the old Earth S and the old Earth X and mm-hmm. the old Earth C and the old Earth. All those Earths will be recreated.
Yes.
And then we'll have stories from those. Now, maybe all this is wishful thinking. DiDio is acting like this was always the plan. He was in an interview saying that, well, there's a reference in DC Comics Presents number 7 that came out in the very early days of the New 52 that mentions Convergence.
I think they all just went through them and tried to find something that they could use an excuse.
This is a coincidence. This has nothing. This was never planned. But what I think is, if we start to see, especially in the next few issues of the regular DC line, bizarre concepts that will really screw up continuity, that's mm-hmm. a pretty good indicator they're going to reset things. So they're like, all bets are off. We can do whatever we want because they're going to reset anyway.
Now, wouldn't that annoy you, though, if you were like Gail Simone, who just started a new comic
that's
or something?
That's a fine point. Yeah, you got to wonder, like, okay, so am I going to get like 6 issues of Secret Six and then it's not going to come back and this is going to be a de facto miniseries?
Yeah. I suppose you could continue doing it and just say, oh, this is set on Earth, whatever.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. We're still several months from this occurring.
And it could be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. All this could be a moot point.
Yes.
All right. There's no Who's on the Cover this week because we are taping this in advance. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes and please leave us a review.
Email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Like us at facebook.com/sfppn. Follow us on Twitter @SFPPN. Check out tumblr.com/blog/SFPPN or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.